Get up with Joel and Jules on Hit 105.5 for the Hoey Moey Sunday Sesh. Check it out.
Okay, normally this is where I get to ask Tools a question about, you know, some of them are about relationships, about women in general, Tools.
Yeah, that's right, because you have a lot of questions to ask, and a lot of people do, and
very inquisitive.
You know, we're the same in many ways, and we're so different in a lot of ways as well.
But you've taken over this segment this morning. I feel like you really want to get this out, so... you know, without stuffing around, what's the issue here?
So this one is, I think, about when guys, it's something that I really strongly dislike.
Uh-oh.
They blame the girls for ruining the fun, for being the vibe killer. They go, oh, you know, because he's not here today or this or he's missing out on that, she's got him under the thumb. I hate that.
What? All right. You don't like the saying, or you don't believe that can actually happen?
I don't like that saying, and I don't think it's true, and I think it's a thing that guys just say, and it irks me as a girl.
Okay, just like... okay.
Because it's all not right. The case.
All right.
It's not. Oh. And then sometimes guys just let them go. They'd never go...
Did this happen
no,
to you
no,
recently?
No. I genuinely just want to stay in and have... A nice time with my girlfriend.
Yeah, well, the reason why I ask is whether you don't like the sound because you think it's old school, whether you think it's like back in the man cave ages. But some guys could be under control, just like women are under control.
100%, and I get that, and I understand that. But a lot of the time it's said without it being the case. For instance, over the weekend I post this thing on Insta about cuddling because it can help wounds heal faster.
One second.
And that's because the oxytocin that is released when you're cuddling. So I, obviously, a lot of stuff happening over the weekend.
Yeah.
I said keep cuddling because that's a nice thing.
Yeah.
Bluey, my housemate.
The infamous Bluey across the Costco.
He comments, that's why Clarky can't come to training or games, with an eye-rolling emoji.
Oh.
So implying that we're too busy cuddling, so he's not going to games.
Implying that he's under the thumb.
I said, mate, his leg. It's worse than yours at the moment. He's got one leg. You know? In a ha-ha way. But he's injured. That's got nothing to do with me. He can go to training. He can go to the game.
But you don't tell him that this could be dangerous for his body, and you don't say to him, hey, I would rather you not go?
I would never say I would rather you not go. I say be careful out there. I'm nervous. 100%. And that is how I feel about it. But there's no way I would stop him from going on the field.
Do you feel better now that you've got that? Do you feel like that? How do you feel? Do you feel good?
It happens all the time when they're like, oh, not particularly all
we've
the
only,
time to me.
We've only got an hour and a half to go on the show. We don't have time.
Oh, the miso won't let ya. Yeah, the missus. Yeah, she's got you under thumb. They're like, you're under thumb. It's like, guys, sometimes people just don't want to go.
Hold on a minute. You've said this to me in the past, right? Some guys could get told by their partner, oh, that's okay, you can go out, and then you don't really want them to go out. Remember what you said, it's contradicting sometimes. You really want them to stay.
Well, when you get FOMO.
Yeah, and you go, oh, no, that's okay, you go out with the boys. Next thing, they go out with the boys, they're out all morning, they come back. What the hell did you go out for?
Oh, look, I get... look, that is not... Oh, I mean...
What, that's not the issue?
Well, sometimes that can be the issue, sometimes it's not. But my thing is, right now...
Okay.
Guys, do you want to admit it? That you fall back on that, or do you want to, as a guy, admit that, yes, we use that as an excuse and we constantly say it, and actually it's not true. It's not the girls getting in the way. It's not the girls blocking here. Because I'm telling you, I'm a bucket of fun, and I am not a vibe killer.
You've just killed the whole...
I am fun! 13, 12, 16. We want to hear from you this morning.
Who have we got here? Anonymous calling through on 13, 12, 16.
So I just want to know, probably to this one, to our anonymous caller, do you think that guys use that as an excuse, or are they just saying it, or do they actually believe that that is the case?
It can be very circumstantial, but I think it is a great at times it is a great exit strategy.
Oh, you did not just say that
so,
for men.
So you're saying for the guys, they use it like, oh, I can't because the miso won't let me.
I've used it before for exactly those purposes.
No wonder you've called through as anonymous.
See, because guys, our own boyfriends are doing it to us, though. They're the ones doing it to us.
Okay, so he does agree with a little bit about what you're saying. You seem to me like you're under the thumb, mate.
It's quite possible, but But in saying that, there are, as I said, there are some circumstances where I don't think it's warranted. But
whenever you use it as an excuse, then give us an example.
Well, I think footy and with the mates and sport and things like that, and when you just don't want to go or you just don't want to do or you don't want to participate, you can sort of you can throw the miso under the bus
So it's not a real fair thing to do, is it?
Because you don't want to admit to the boys that you don't want to be a part of that sort of that scenario. So
the
you
girl
just
cops
yeah
it.
Yeah absolutely. Mm. So you throw the miso under the bus.
Yeah.
Can you hear that, anonymous? Get back to your missus, mate.
Well, really, you actually do want to just spend time with her, don't you, and have a nice night in.
Yes.
Yeah, cuddle and tell her you love her and stroke her hair. I get it.
On that note, I better go and cook breakfast.
Bless. Thank you so much.
We did hear earlier, minutes ago, a beautiful story between Beck and Jay who proposed at the Jetty Memorial Theatre.
Yeah, cannot wait to have them in and discuss it further, like keeping it secret, everyone else keeping it a secret. A lot goes into these proposals and it is really beautiful. I've just put it up on our Facebook page.
People could get some tips, or maybe I could get some tips, but it really set something off. And I don't wish to talk about the ex again, but it did remind me of something that she did. Now, before I get onto this, I will give you an update.
Yeah.
The love has faded away. I see it like a well, and she has left, and it's really down the bottom.
Okay.
Because I haven't really thought about her quite often like I used to.
And the memory that you're about to share is actually dark. You know, so it's not longing anymore.
Well, because we're talking about what you can do to propose, and we've mentioned that the Russian man obviously sewed in the engagement ring and then had a partner find that. And then I was thinking about the time that I got off at the airport in Sydney. And just before, I could tell that she was hinting at something really beautiful and nice that she was about to do, because we often try to do that for each other, like any partnership.
Okay? Yeah.
Don't look at you. You think that this is lame and that this is...
It is so lame.
Okay, well, wait for it, guys. On the Coffs Coast, you can be the judge of this. So I get off and I'm off the gate and I see love hearts.
On the floor.
On the floor, because we often did certain things, like any couple.
And everyone's walking around the airport and she's been getting down and putting each love heart down.
Massive pink love hearts, and I had to follow the love hearts and then find out where she was, and then obviously greet each other.
Did she tell you follow the hearts?
She didn't tell me follow the hearts, because then that would go against the surprise,
so
you loser.
No, but what if it wasn't even meant for you? How are you supposed to know?
No, because we had a thing with love hearts, and so I knew in text messages before I got on the plane, she hinted at it. So I, you know...
Follow the love heart. Right.
We mentioned...
The trail.
Let me finish. We mentioned an hour ago how bad I am at Radio Articulate, because maybe I overthink that. I just need to tell people...
You said you struggle processing those things because you are a deep thinker, so you think a lot.
I struggle.
Yeah.
I've got to know my limitations. I'm a great dancer, though.
Yeah, really are.
Yeah. And so I tried to follow the love hearts but couldn't get to her, right? So then... Because I don't
Why
know.
Why couldn't you get to
it? It veered off. It went to a different direction. I don't know.
How long was this trail?
Because it was long.
How many hearts?
A lot of hearts. And what happened was I started to process too much and I was thinking too much instead of actually just simple follow the pink love hearts.
Sure.
So she started calling me, ringing me up. Where are you?
Oh, so yeah, you
She went to
it.
All this trouble. She called the supervisor of the goddamn airport, which she knew. I probably had sex with before.
Stop
Well,
it.
Who knows? She's, you know, and then organized it and then goes, this is typical you. You didn't process things too much. You're an idiot. I've made these love hearts. Oh, she went all to this trouble, similar to what these beautiful grooms and brides are doing.
And the vibe was killed.
The vibe was killed.
And so what happened when you saw it?
She was two glasses in of red wine.
Oh, no.
When I caught up with her.
So where were you supposed to see her?
Oh, she was at some cafeteria that veered off to the left of Sydney Airport. That was the start of the end.
Oh, and everyone would have been expecting that to be a proposal and been waiting, yeah. like, I can't wait for this. Yeah. And then they're watching, what is this guy doing? Hurry up.
Yep.
Just go for it. Follow the heart. That's hilarious, Joel. Thanks for sharing
today.
Yeah,
I felt great about it.
And I'm glad that you're feeling that way because it is those anger emotions now.
She's at the bottom of the world.
Yes.